Ladies and gentlemen, the world famous the world famous Patch Adams. This is sort of like there's like this big wave that crashes and there's whitewash everywhere, and out of the whitewash comes Patch Adams on a surfboard wearing probably longer shorts than we're used to seeing these days. But here comes Patch out of the whitewash of the crashing wave with a message of hope. Patch, are you there?
I'm totally dry.
Which proves that you are a magician. Totally dry in the whitewash, still standing on his board after all this time, after silly technological failures at the radio station. But we're here, Patch. We're doing this, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. I'm just laughing. I love the image of you with your clown nose standing on a surfboard with the whitewash 20 feet above your head, and you're being spit out of the wave of Western industrial civilization, and you've got a smile on your face and a red nose on your nose, and you're ready to do some real healing. What are you ready to do, Patch?
Well, deep inside, I'm ready to get our hospital built so that medicine can no longer be seen as only a greedy business with short visits, but a glorious free hospital of much silliness.
Sweet. A unique blend of healing and silliness.
Right, and love and play and so much. The arts.
I'm ready to come jump in that pool. Yeah, this is amazing. So this is a long-term vision of yours, right? You didn't just cook this up yesterday.
We're in the 51st year and still unfinished.
Yeah, 51st year. Wow.
We owe no money. We have 312 acres in Pocahontas County, West Virginia, with three waterfalls and a four-acre lake and a mountain of hardwood trees.
Mm.
And
nice.
We want to build a 40-bed rural community primary care hospital and have the 100 staff live there as a communal eco-village, and all the permanent staff, cleaning staff to surgeon, make the same low salary.
Wait a minute. I thought you were going to say the same high salary. Wait a minute. But I guess you don't need a lot of money because you're living at a place where most all of your needs are met. Is that part
right.
of the story? Wow.
And we really want people to hear that the cleaning person and the surgeon will make the same low salary.
Okay. Now that might be hard for the surgeon to swallow and also the cleaning person, because the cleaning person probably wants a raise, but maybe they'll feel better knowing that they're going to be vacationing at the same cheap hotel as the surgeon.
Well, the staff will live there as a communal eco-village.
I love that.
And so in that kind of setting, since I've lived communally for over 20 years, you don't want different salaries, different wealths, different powers.
Yes.
You want to be tribal.
Right. You don't want a class system. And Patch, when you take the incredible wealth out of being a doctor, you're going to lose all the people that are doing it for money, and you're just going to have people who do it because they want to heal. So.
And I only need 100.
100.
And they aren't all going to be doctors or nurses. They're going to be cleaning staff and artists and farmers.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a beautiful vision. And, at one point, well, here we are. Here we go. As a canvasser for Greenpeace in 1991, I encountered several people. I'm out walking the streets of the Bay Area, and I'm trying to convince people that harp seals matter, that whales matter, that pollution in the air and water is not good, and that we need to vote with our dollar when we shop. Just consciousness raising. And several times I encountered these people. A lot of times it was a woman, and she told me this heart-wrenching story, and like my whole night stopped, and I ended up standing on their doorstep for like a half hour or 45 minutes because I couldn't believe the story I was hearing. And the story was this in a nutshell. My husband got cancer, and we couldn't get any help with our medical bills until we lost our house. So once they lost their house, it was like, hey, how can we help you? But allowing someone to lose their house because they got sick is really a kick in the gut, right? Salt on the wound. What kind of system, what kind of society must be a profit-based society that would allow that to happen?
Well, it's a society where the people are not connected.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And where each group of people are trying to make the most and have the nicest hierarchy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a cutthroat society is great when you're standing on top of the heap and you've got your champagne in your hand and you're in the first class seat and you're going on your eighth vacation for the year. But it's nice that they put pictures of their vacations on the wall so that the people that can't afford to take vacations can vicariously appreciate the beautiful.
And make them feel jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Patch, I want to back up just a little bit. You know, I love it. We went right to the, oh yeah. If anybody is feeling inclined to help Patch realize this beautiful long-term dream of a 40-bed free hospital in West Virginia with 100 staff living communally on 300 beautiful acres, people can go to patchadams.org. Or do you have a preferable direction to send them?
Well, that's one place they can go. That's kind of the modern place. You know, what's funny is that I've chosen never to learn how to use a computer.
What?
But you, why?
No, I just said what? That was an exclamation.
Yes, no, I don't have any idea how to use a computer or a smartphone.
Okay, but you're still smart.
I like to communicate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we don't have a TV.
Yeah. I have okay. I'm sorry I'm butting in. I'm like the knock-knock interrupting cow joke right here. But I asked Patch Adams if he would write a preface for my book, Wake Up Laughing, a book about how to heal yourself from anxiety and depression. And Patch said, yeah, I'll do that. And he's like, I'm leaving in a couple days for Mexico to go clown at some hospitals, but I'll see if I can do it. So I sent him the request. Oh, I sent him a rough copy of the book. And Patch received this rough information about my book, Wake Up Laughing. And he sat down that moment, got out a pad of paper, beautiful Gesundheit Institute paper, and he wrote an 8-page preface for my book. And I wanted to quote it because it's a great way to tell who you are. But my point is that Patch, who's on the radio with us right now, wrote this 8-page preface to my book on a piece of paper with a ballpoint pen, put it in a manila envelope with some other great things that I just noticed, and then mailed it to me, snail mail. And I received it, and it's going in the book. And just a little side note, if this catches your interest, you can go to davidcmunson.com. That's D-A-V-I-D, C as in Carl, Munson, M-U-N-S-O-N.com. So there's my plug, Patch. How do you like how I worked that in?
Nice.
I'm gonna shut up, I swear. But I just gotta say that I first contacted Patch 30 years ago when I was hitchhiking around the world, and in the early 90s, I was self-actualizing and getting clear on what was important. And one of the things that was important was serving others. and Patch rose to the top of the heap as an example of somebody who was serving others. And I wrote a letter to Patch 30 years ago, and lo and behold, Patch wrote me back a handwritten letter with articles from newspapers about him. And I was so impressed that this famous guy wrote me back. And so 10 years ago, I called you on the phone and you picked up the phone and said, "Hi, this is Patch." And then we communicated a few more times. And lately we've been talking almost every day. So I feel like I'm interviewing. I feel like we're friends. And that's nice. It makes it easy to interview you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I believe wholeheartedly in what you're doing. And you know, what we're talking about today is one man's good intentions, the intentions of Hunter Patch Adams to build a free hospital. Those are the good intentions of a man and his people. And then we can also talk about the incredibly mighty deeds of this same one man. How many times have you traveled the world clowning at hospitals with groups of volunteers? How many times have you done that?
Well, for 35 years, I was on the road 250 to 300 days a year to 82 countries in every state many times, lecturing, performing, and there we would do 7 or 8 clown trips a year to foreign countries.
You're a busy guy.
Well, I actually thought, since healthcare was so disastrously greedy, that I'd be built. But not only, the movie made hundreds of thousands of dollars and didn't give me a dime and didn't answer my 5 letters, but 80% of the promises made me never happened.
Uh-huh.
I am really hungry to show medicine as a playful, sweet presence.
Yes. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Redefine what we think medicine is. Redefine what a hospital is like. And I kind of get that. Like when you build this, and I'm gonna come maybe shovel some dirt out of the foundation this summer with you. And when a person walks into the Patch Adams Gesundheit Institute Hospital, I'm guessing it's going to be a very different feeling from the very first step. It's going to be a different feeling than a regular hospital. Am I correct?
Well, the fact that it's free makes them forget almost everything else.
Yeah.
We won't accept third-party reimbursement.
Yes.
My ideal patient will give me a 4-hour interview that'll be free.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see. You know, in 51 years, I never gave a psychiatric diagnosis or medication. And I don't know how to turn this sweet idealism, because I haven't even started building the actual hospital. We've built 3 beautiful buildings, so there are people who live on the land and manage it and farm it.
Yes.
And we have the shell of our first big building, a teaching center, because I married my beloved Susan of the School for Designing a Society, and we think that not only can our medicine be taught, but ways of living can be taught.
Yes.
And so we've half finished the huge teaching center, and because we have no idea when people will wise up and fund the hospital, we'll put in a couple of clinics so we can at least see outpatients.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. So you've already done it quite a bit. You have this beautiful 300 acres, and you have like a nice house. You have this beautiful Russian style.
We have 3 buildings.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So
the staff will live together as a communal equal village.
Yes. You know, here in Oregon on the West Coast, Patch, you're over in Illinois, I believe. Here, and you're in, the Institute is in West Virginia. You're East Coast flavor. But here on the West Coast in Oregon, we have a place called Brighton Bush Hot Springs. And, you know, you may have been there because I've heard that you're a regular of our own beloved Oregon Country Fair. And
it's been a few years, but yes, I have been there many times.
Yes, I was told that by our own beloved Jerry Lehrberger, the retired emergency doc who runs the who owns and runs the Jackson Wellsprings here in town. But the, and actually, our own Jackson Wellsprings is a great model of a sustainable community that offers healing to the community. Now, but and Brighton Bush Hot Springs is a great example of an intentional community because all the employees live right across the river in this little village, and then they come across and they teach classes and they work in the kitchen, and it's just a wonderful facility. So your vision of a healing center that is also an intentional community is fantastic. It's and I just got to say, for anybody that just tuned in, this is the Morning Show with Dave Munson. We weathered our technical challenges thanks to Jason Houck. I called Jason Houck, and he's like, well, I'm driving right by. And within minutes, he was in here. We had Jeff Westergaard on the phone. We had Connie Saldana. Patch doesn't even know this, but like 10 minutes before you came on, the computer that runs the backup, the automated radio station went wacky. And but anyway, so as we were starting, there was a guy climbing around under the table pushing buttons. And but this is the morning show, and we have one of America's gems with us today, just a beautiful man, Mr. Patch Adams, and his beloved partner, Susan Parenti, who I met just a few days ago. And we are here to promote Patch's vision of free healthcare, a free hospital, which he will begin building as soon as the funds roll in. And that's why we're here, is to ensure that the funds roll in for this most noble cause, a intentional community that exists on the land with a free hospital where everyone at the hospital receives the same wage, which means it would be an egalitarian society of equals. Did I say anything wrong, Patch?
No, I think it was mostly correct. I mean, the truth is, we need donations. That's the loudest I encourage you to be, because
yes,
we're...
How much? How much you want?
Well...
Don't be shy.
I'm not going to be shy. Okay. We'd like a couple of $100 million.
Okay, good. It's good to know what... I don't have that on me, but it's good to know. It's good to know exactly what you're looking for.
Thank you.
200. You say couple. Can I say two? 200 mil.
Well, I mean, you know how costs vary, so let's say 200 to 300.
Okay. 200 mil to 300. Okay. Beautiful. Have you raised some of that? Do you have like a start on that?
We don't owe any money.
Okay. No, and I heard that, and that is big.
We have built a few buildings. None
yes.
of the very large buildings, the hospital or the residence for the staff, but we would.
Okay. Well, and
great generosity.
Yes. And if you get on Google Earth and you start scrolling planet Earth and you look at all the cities and all the incredible palaces there are spanning the globe, there is no shortage of riches. And 200 million really on a global scale is seriously a grain of sand on the beach. It's nothing. Compared to the riches. So it's just a matter of helping people realize the importance of a healing model such as this, a free hospital embedded within an intentional community, and you know, in West Virginia, and what you said about having no debt, that speaks a lot. It shows that you're a good businessman, that you're not just projecting, you're not just like, you know, overextending yourself, that you're solid. You've got a solid.
We're not going to trick anybody.
That's right.
Except as we play with them.
Yes.
But not around finances.
That's right. You'll be goofy. Is it fair to say that one of the central axioms of your belief as a medical doctor, I mean, you are an MD, correct?
Right.
So is it true, is it fair to say that one of your central realizations is that humor has an incredible power to heal?
Well, I don't want to say duh, but if the number one prescribed meds are antidepressants, I don't even believe depression is an illness. I think it's a symptom of loneliness, but you can't make money from loneliness.
Patch, I just spit my beverage all over the studio, and my hat is off to you, because if you make someone spit their drink, that is the highest compliment. That is the highest compliment of a comedian. I have not spit my drink out in years, and I just spit it all over the paper. when you said, I don't want to say duh, that was a good one, Patch. Way to go. Yes, right. Like one of the top illnesses plaguing Americans, and I just keep it to America because I don't know Mexico, I don't know Morocco, I don't know China, but I can pretend to know America. And yes, anxiety and depression are like two of the top, you know, the plagues. And true, laughter does seem to be the antidote to depression, and seriousness is deadly. Like, you know what I realized, Patch? I realized that organizations that indoctrinate people tend to be very serious. Like, you know, like, well, I don't know. Like the military, like whatever. People that are trying to take advantage of you and brainwash you, they don't have you laughing. They keep you serious. But
unless that they see that making you laugh will make them richer.
I guess. But I think it's really beautiful that you are talking about egalitarianism and a fair economy without a class system, because most of the ills on this planet are generated by economy. People that are economically who are economically desperate do desperate things. People who struggle day by day, month by month, to make their bills have anxiety and stress, which creates physical illness. So you're brilliant. You know, the economic situation in America must be addressed, and you're doing that. So. Good job. I'm cleaning up all my beverage that I spit across the room right now.
Well, it's interesting that as shallow as it's true, people say that you're rich and they're talking about your money, where for me, it's friends, nature, and the arts.
Absolutely. And that's where our paths cross, Patch. In my book, Wake Up Laughing, I have 23 things, including being with friends, being in nature, that if you practice them, you will be healthier. You will maybe never get anxiety or depression, or maybe you can heal yourself. And for anyone that just tuned in, you can go to patchadams.org. And you can also go to davidcmunson.com. And hey, how about your mailing address? Because I know you're old school. No smartphones, no laptops. Do you want to give your mailing address for those little?
I answer all my mail. I've answered over 500,000 letters.
Wow.
From 130 countries.
Wow. I was one of those 500.
And I'm going, please, and not because you'll get something, but because you hunger to help me and help healthcare, not just in the U.S., but the world.
Right.
And so that...
There could be Gesundheit Institutes popping up all over the world. Is that where we're going with this?
Well, in actual fact, if we moved towards collectivity, it wouldn't be to, you know, we're not looking for the golden arches of Gesundheit and having each place copy. Why not each place be what they decide to be collectively as a group of people?
That's right, but you would be a shining example, and maybe people from around the world could come, will.
Right.
I'm going to shovel.
If you're interested
Go ahead.
Allopathic medicine, which is what I was trained in, then you may not be like us, which will have acupuncture and homeopathy and naturopathy and chiropractic all living there and practicing together with one not being the boss of the other.
Wow, that sounds pretty good. That was on one of my questions. What healing modalities will you use? And maybe would it be easier to say which ones you don't use if you're, you know, if you're going to include like Chinese medicine?
Well, and if you mean acupuncture,
yes,
we did that when it was illegal.
Good for you.
And we. You know, we use what we need to heal. And we, again, are not looking to be copied, but rather we would rather inspire for people to create their fantasy.
I like it.
And not fantasy for financial profit, but fantasy to help move the world into a safe place.
I love it. I love it. The power of the imagination, like guided visualization in back into the garden, huh? Let's get back into the garden where we can be equal and have our naked feet on the ground.
Right.
That kind of stuff. So here's a silly question. I'm going to pretend like I'm a journalist right now, and I'm going to say, Patch, why care? Why not just go and enjoy yourself with your wonderful wife? What motivates you? Why do you care about these people?
Well, I love people.
Why do you love people? And I mean that.
It's my choice.
Okay.
I think I've been communal since my teen years. And I think the worst decision of human history was nuclear family. I don't think it has any more than 15% of healthy relationships.
I'm with you. We got to get the extended family back together. Grandma,
so
aunts, uncles.
We also are eating up so much of the nature. To tell you the truth, I'd like to see us not die out, but wise out, down to less than a billion people.
Yeah, I agree. Less people means less everything, right? It means less copper mining, less traffic on the way to work.
Why isn't rich friends?
What's that?
Why isn't rich mean I've got lots of friends?
Yes. Yeah, Patch, we can take on the American media machine and somehow divert the millions of viewers from thinking that the fancy house and the fancy car and the fancy clothes and the fancy vacation is a sign of success, but rather the fact that they get to stay home and spend time with their family and make a meal with grandma.
Maybe it's fake success.
A huge
amount of our society measures success by the measures you're talking about: rich house, rich car, rich savings account, etc. But I haven't found that those things make people happy.
Yeah.
I'll say not on day two.
Yeah.
And that, you know, in 51 years, I never gave a psychiatric medicine or diagnosis.
Yeah.
And it's not, I'm not saying that there won't be doctors that do something like that at our hospital. I just won't. I'd rather find something else.
Yes. Hey, Patch, we have one of our listeners and a co-programmer would like to have you paint the picture of what it's like to come into a hospital or wherever as a clown and make a kid laugh. What's that like?
Well, I would say it shows the innocence of a world where, how is it that everyone, you know, if you're a parent, one of the first things that you do as a conscious parent is love and laughter with your child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so as soon as you add hierarchy, which is what a hospital is, then you can see the hierarchy of the staff, and then it reinforces the hierarchy often of relationships. And so, I was that generation of the things called hippies,
mm-hmm.
that people wanted to live together and be equal.
Yeah. That thing, I love that thing called hippies. It's gotten a bad name. People try to make everyone think that it was a fad, that it was a dress code, and trivialize it. But it was probably the most threatening cultural revolution ever to rock this planet, I believe. And I
haven't had a haircut since 68.
I almost cut my hair, but I couldn't. I had to let my freak flag
fly. And I could.
Fly.
It's just that I like it.
Hey, Patch, I want to pop in a quick music.
Yeah, good. Let me hear this person's question. Or stop comment.
Oh, okay. So that was the question. That was part of it. Okay. So she asked about what it's like to make a kid laugh. Her other thing that she said was...
Well, how can a woman not know what it's like to make a kid laugh?
I know.
It's one of the absolute primary first roles of first-time parents is gucci gucci goo.
Yes, it's true.
And so... I would understand it a lot more from a man, because huge numbers of males in our society, from what I see, whether they say it or only imply it by their actions, is, that's my wife's job.
I changed diapers the whole time because I knew it was an opportunity to be close and nurturing for my kids, and I loved every diaper. I loved every time I changed a diaper. Hey, Patch, I want to take a quick music break, put you on hold, come back, hit this fresh, and I want to let everybody know that this is Patch Adams that you hear on the morning show with Dave Munson, and you can go to patchadams.org, and Patch is looking for $200 to $300 million to build a free hospital that will be a beacon that will shine into the hearts of all people that are ready to have their hearts shined into around the world. Do you want to give your mailing address for people that have a couple hundred million and they don't do phones or laptops?
Well, 122 Franklin Street.
Okay.
Urbana, Illinois, 61801. And it doesn't have to be millions. It would be tremendously helpful. It can be $10.
Okay. I love it. Do you want to give out a phone number, or is that too much?
Well, I can't you call up information and get the phone number?
Wait a minute. Is this 1963? I'm kidding. Hey, Patch, hold tight.
Yeah.
You are a star. You're doing great. I usually say this after we get off the air, but I'm going to say it for the whole world to hear. You seem like a really genuine, real person, and that's what we want. So hang tight. I'm going to bring up, do you mind if I play a little Neil Young?
No, this is your show, and I think it goes to 11, right?
No, we're going to go till 9. So we only have 18
That's
minutes.
My 11.
Oh, right. We're going to your 11. Okay, hang tight. We'll be right back. Hi, Patchies. I hope you're still there.
Sure. I love Neil Young.
Me too. That was Sugar Mountain. So we're on Sugar Mountain when we're with Patch Adams because you want to build Sugar Mountain. Patch, I got to do a couple of quick underwriters real quick here. Support for KSKQ comes from Southern Oregon PBS. The characters of James Harriet are back with new creatures and crises in All Creatures Great and Small, Season 3, premiering Sundays, January 8th through February 19th at 9 p.m. on Masterpiece on Southern Oregon PBS. More information at sopbs.org. Support for KSKQ comes from our listeners and from the Leela School for Awakening. Information about attending program offerings, certification in advanced clinical hypnosis, or booking a session with a certified Leela True friend is online at leelaschool.org, on Facebook at the Leela School, or by calling 541-201-0900. The Leela School is in service of universal human rights and dignity. And everybody, everything said on this show are the opinions of myself, Dave Munson, and my guest, Patch Adams. So these are hard-won opinions through a lifetime of existing on this planet and being bullied and being put down by a hierarchical system, which leads us to have certain drives to make the world a better place. Am I correct, Mr. Adams?
I think that's a start, yeah.
All right. Hey, Patch, it's just an honor to have you here. I have so much gratitude for you and respect for you. And, I'm honored to be your friend and to be with you in this journey. And we're going to get you $200 to $300 million. And all you got to do is go to patchadams.org. and learn about the Gesundheit Institute and the incredible vision and the incredible achievements already under the belt of this organization. And the cherry on top of the whipped cream will be the free hospital.
Thank you.
Yes. So I already asked you why you care enough to do this, and that was a great answer. Is there anything that you do like?
Well, I had a great mother.
Okay. Same here. Yeah, that helps.
She only loved me.
Ah, that helps a lot. That helps you to have a big, infectious heart. That's a weird way to put it. But a big heart that wants to be big and loving with other hearts.
Right.
Is there anything that you do like about the U.S. healthcare system? Pause. Pregnant pause. Okay, that's your answer. Hard to find something. Oh,
well,
hey.
Okay. It's a lot more open now than it was when I started.
Okay, good. Yeah, you could say the same thing about the American school system. It has a draconian beginning, and the people are doing everything they can to make it better, but it's still. Hey, I got a joke for you. Doctor says to the patient, "You have high blood pressure and amnesia." And the patient says, "Well, at least I don't have high blood pressure."
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tapping my cigar. Wow, okay. Yeah.
So you haven't had call-ins for this?
Well, you know, I don't do call-ins because I don't have... but thank you. Would somebody please text in a thought at 541-851-1333? If I had an engineer or someone to answer the phone, I would have people call in. But as it is, I'm not going to, it's too interruptive. So people text me. Let's see. "We are doing awesome" was one piece of feedback. "I love this. Can you increase Patch's volume?" Oh, I should have read that a while ago. Anyway, this one listener, DJ Starlight is her name. Her name is Nicole. And if you want to stay tuned, you can listen. She has a show today at 4, I believe. Let me see. 3 to 5. I hit 3 to 5 today, DJ Starlight will be on, and she's just a sweetheart, and she does a show, and it's all heart chakra from one end to the other, all heart. And she says, I'd love to hear more about the nuclear family and your vision, and what is detrimental about the nuclear family that you see?
Well, I mean, number one is I haven't found one school K through 12 in the world teaching 1 hour on loving.
Yeah. What's up with that, yo?
So.
Yeah.
I would say maybe 15% of my gender knows much about loving.
Mm-hmm.
They know about domineering.
Right. Yes.
And so, if I had a magic wand, women would be in charge of everything for the next 1,000 years.
Okay. That ought to get some donations. Okay, ladies, you heard him. Women in charge. Break out your checkbooks. No.
I'd actually like massive equality.
Same here. Egalitarian. No one's better than anyone else. Let's all respect that we are miraculous creatures who are the eyes of God, hey? That's what I like. Oh, Patch, we do have Ray L. is this wonderful woman in town, and she's gone with you to Mexico, I think, a couple times, and she says, love you, Patch, and Dave, too. She agrees with everything that we've said, and she misses clowning with you.
Well, I'm going back to a week of clowning this month and then a week next month.
Okay, good for you. A week a month of clowning. When you go out clowning with these groups of volunteers, you go to different countries, do you try to go to like the scariest, worst place where there maybe is the least amount of hope? Is that the intention?
Well, I don't dictate necessarily where we go. I've taken ages 5 to 92. I don't require any clown experience. I say, the crazier the look, the more freedom you have.
So you like people with a crazy look.
And I think maybe both the trips that were set up for this year are full.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, now here, speaking of mothers, my mom chimes in, go Patch, women are the love lights of Earth, says my mom.
Well, I mean, if you take a close look at life, she's right. Almost every problem of the world was caused by men.
Yeah. Well, and then just the fact that they're able to create life out of thin air. And when I say thin air, like, right, the spirit just manifests from the cosmos.
And I think each person chooses how they are being. So I chose at 18 to never have another bad day.
After you went to the Martin Luther King I Have a Dream speech, as a matter of fact.
Right.
You were there in person. I studied this morning, Patch.
I think anyone can make themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not paying much attention and they're trying to be like the leaders of our society are speaking of, then I tell audiences we're going to be extinct in 100 years.
Right. I'm praying for a massive heart shift globally, like out of our brains and our bellies and into our hearts, and then there will be Gesundheit Institutes popping up all over the world, or the individual version of that per each culture and country. Patch, we got 4 minutes. And again, the purpose of this interview is to raise funds for the free hospital in West Virginia at the Gesundheit Institute. And you can find out about that by going to patchadams.org. And you could also write a letter to, or send a whopping check to 122 Franklin Street, Urbana.
Urbana,
Illinois.
Illinois, 61801.
61801. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, so in a few minutes, we're going to get off, and Project Censored is going to come on with Mickey Huff, which is this amazing show about media literacy and all the stories like this one of Patch Adams that is not told on the mainstream media. So KSKQ is a real gem, a shining light, actual community radio, a volunteer-run, community-supported radio. I was going to compare it to the Gesundheit Institute, but the people running your free hospital will not be volunteers. They will be paid a humble wage from the surgeon to the janitor, all being paid the same. And when they play poker, they might play for time rather than money to keep it super egalitarian. Boy, Patch, you have achieved so much in your life. You know, the hundreds and hundreds of trips to foreign countries, the lectures. I think your movie, the movie made, touched a lot of people's hearts as well. So you have done so much, and now you're ready for the cherry on top of the whipped cream of your free hospital. And I'm sending my prayers that this will come. And I will shovel dirt out of the foundation with you this summer.
Sounds like a fantasy.
A good one. Wow.
Right. You know, and how many people listen to your show?
Well, it's hard to say, and that's kind of a long story, but as many as thousands, and it's hard to measure. But this show will be archived, and people will be able to go to kskq.org and find this show shortly, like within a week after we broadcast. And it will also be at Patch Adams' website at patchadams.org. And it'll also be at my website, davidcmunson.com. So this interview will go on and on through all eternity, as similar to the stardust that we are made of, and it will constantly be pleading for love and sanity on this earth. And Patch, I gotta say that I love you, and I'm so grateful for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you will do. And I just love your essence that you brought to the show today.
Thank you, Dave. You're fun too.
Ha! We did it, Patch. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. We'll talk soon, Patch.